Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this: who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
Olin, shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
I will bring 3 cases of Long Snapper IPA to the Score if you do a segment with Layla Marshall and yourself next week, shirtless. Ooh. On the Score.
There you go, Gro.
Will you do that?
Oh, man.
You know, for a guy who gave me 1 IPA instead of a 12-pack, I mean, it's a big offer for him.
Mr.
Man.
Frugal.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Bears legend, football analyst for 670 The Score. Olin, how have you never been on the show? How have you never been on our show? Welcome. Thank you.
It's not my choice. You know, I come where I get invited, so.
You're busy.
Here I am today.
So I interviewed Jordan Love, and I gave him a lot of love for this throw. There's a debate online as to whether or not this throw is impressive.
Good throw. I wouldn't say great, Kay. I wouldn't. I wouldn't give him like a golden arm statue. But
there was a throw
Caleb made to DJ Moore at the end of the game last week.
Okay, can we find that?
That was a throw. I don't know if I'd give him the throw of the year award off of that.
And I'll continue to get dragged. Chicago fans are going to absolutely love.
Well, you're talking about the Packers. I don't think it's the throw. I think it's the Packers quarterback.
That's fair.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our guy Olin out there regulating as per usual. Our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Oh, how you doing, man?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys?
We're good, man. Tanny found that interview with Kay Adams, and it's just, when Olin comes to talk to us, Lawrence, I feel like he is a dose of football realness, you know, legitimacy. That's to us. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So to everybody else that is even further away from the football, potentially.
The national audience needs to understand that this is how O gets down.
Yes! And that's that's helpful. Oh, and that you were a dose of football realness, we think, on that show. Did your message get through?
Sure. And Kay does a great job. And knowing she's from Chicago, and I'm sure... you know, they were talking about the Bears and the Packers, and you bring up Jordan Love's throw, and it was a good throw, but it just wasn't the greatest throw I've ever seen by a quarterback. But the Packers are playing really good football, though, right? That's hard to argue that. So we still stand in this moment, guys, where we're trying to develop our team to get to kind of where they are, where they're winning year in and year out, and they look like, you know, they could win the NFC if they keep playing the way they're playing. So we got to pick up our game and don't want to talk too much about what the Packers are doing out there, because like you guys know, they're playing pretty good damn football.
What's the impact of DeAndre Swift not being available for this team?
Well, I guess the worst rushing defense in the NFL, hopefully not that big. They're going to miss DeAndre Swift, right? You guys have seen him the last few weeks, especially since the bye, and he's played really good football and been dangerous out there. And he's also dangerous on screens, and he's dangerous with the ball in his hands. And another thing that I always think about is pass protection, right? And a young running back, Kyle Monunga, whether it be Travis Homer or whoever else they bring up, a practice squad, you worry about them protecting Caleb. Now, the Bengals don't seem to be able to rush the passer, and Trey Henderson is out. So if there is, like we talked about on the pregame show last week, did the Ravens decide to keep Lamar out when they saw how many injuries the Bears had in their secondary, right? Did Coach Johnson look at the Cincinnati Bengals defense and the injuries they may have to probably their best player on their defense in a way they cannot stop the run and say, look, man, DeAndre Swift, maybe we should rest you this week. So it'll affect you because he is a big play guy. When he breaks on that open field, he's always dangerous. He's been running well. That offensive line is starting to gel in the run game. Wish you had your starting running back. There's no way it doesn't affect you here. Big load for Kyle Monunga coming up in this game, guys. And the thing I'll be watching more than the way he runs the ball, because I don't know if I question that too much with him, is the way he pass blocks for Caleb Williams.
Speaking of the pregame show, before Chicago takes on Cincinnati, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be live at Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie Avenue as they get you set for the game. And then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Kyle Monungai going to bear the heavy load and, yes, needs to block well. Britton Brown probably coming up, or Travis Homer, like you mentioned. As an offensive line, as an offense, when you've been rolling in the run game, or at least gotten comfortable in the run game and gotten productive, how does the running back change affect you as an offensive line? Do you have to think about it? Do you not think about it and just do your job? What's the right mindset to have?
You do think about it. You always study the angles and the way that certain people like to run the football on certain plays and where they like to hit it and how they get downhill and how they press you and what angle you want to take on, say, a run block on a nose guard and are climbing up to a linebacker on a combo block. And obviously always hard to do it on the radio to discuss offensive line play and the angle of the running back. But what you always want to do is match his shoulders. And you know Monunga is a little more downhill than Swift is, right? And he's going to hit it
and he's going to hit it hard, and you got to get a little bit of movement for him, get those guys moved off the ball, which I think the Chicago Bears offensive line is really capable of against the Cincinnati Bengals front. Now, listen, Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright, they're double team, man. Last week, they made a guy disappear. Like they are really trying to gel as a right-sided offensive line, and you guys know the Chicago Bears like to run towards them in the backside with Tooney and Benedict and Dolman. They're really good outside zone run blockers. So really looking for that unit to somehow – we all want Caleb to play well and score a lot of points and look really good and play better than he has been playing. But that unit, along with Kyle Monongai, can really take over this game, the way the Bengals are playing, how young they are. At linebacker, you know, Coach Al Golden, I think, from Notre Dame, they hired him to be their defense coordinator, really struggling over there for the Bengals. So just see that offensive line take over this game, continue to gel Coach Dan Roshard's unit. But, yes, there are little differences in angles and the way you attack blocks and the way you expect certain running backs to hit a hole, almost like when we had Cedric Benson and Thomas Jones. They were both different running backs, and you kind of knew when they were in the game and what they like to do with the ball.
Oh, we've been having this conversation about choice routes all week, and I want to try and elevate it with you because of the communication that has to happen between center and quarterback. I'd love to know, like, when there is stuff, like when we hear Caleb say, hey, we got to get on the same page, what is the actual mechanism for that inside of a locker room?
Is there a page that they stand on together?
Like, because I know that the things are broken up into position groups, for example. Does that mean that after a practice, is it then the quarterback and the receivers watching film together to kind of be like, hey, this is what I see on that play versus this is what you see on that play? How can you get on the same page?
I love it, Lawrence. Great question, man. Really is. It really is the difference between winning and losing football teams. And you hear Coach Ben Johnson talking about a lot. And what we'll be watching this game and constantly talking about, right, is cadence. Are they on the same page? Are they growing together in this offense, going to week 9 of their first year in the Ben Johnson offense? And with things you talk about are the things I talk to a lot of young football players about. Hey, if you have time as a center, get into quarterback meetings. Listen to what their coach is saying. If you have time as a center, get into wide receiver meetings. Listen to what their coach is saying. Listen to what the running back coach is saying. Try to tie all that together, right? So Colson Loveland, Caleb Williams. Caleb, what is the tight end? What is Coach Jim Dre, the tight end coach for the Chicago Bears? What's he talking about on choice routes? How's he coaching that route? So you can get in Colson Loveland's head. Are you coaching him, right? I remember, and Caleb's not here yet, second year, right, in Ben Johnson's system. But I remember sitting in New Orleans, and they said, we're going to put in our two-minute offense. By that, I mean at 2 minute end of the half offense, right, where you're trying to move the ball, manage the time, the thing the Chicago Bears have been struggling with a little bit. And all the coaches, Lawrence and Spees, they stood up and walked out of the room. And I thought to myself, well, I guess we're taking a break before we install this 2 minute offense, right? I was brand new there. No, Drew Brees stood up and installed it, right? He installed the 2 minute offense for us. So the quarterback in charge of the offense, those two guys on the same page, like you're saying, before practice, running option routes. After practice, running option routes. Watching film together. What do you see here from this DB? Why would you break this in? Why would you break this out? So you know. Let's talk a little bit about that route where we're talking about he had the intentional ground and he threw it 50 yards out of bounds. Even if he's running that route there, you're still dirty in his feet, right? You still throw it at his feet. So there's things Caleb can learn there. And in his defense, the defender was inside. The leverage was inside, and Loveland picked the wrong route. Remember, Loveland missed a few games, right? So he missed a few games. He missed a few of these practice habits. But the things you're talking about, Lawrence, the things about guys getting on the same page, that's everybody talking the same language, doing the same things, quarterbacks, wide receivers, O-linemen, running backs. I would find sometimes, guys, I would go, you know, we would install in our room, in the offensive line room, and the O-line coach would say something. And I would go in another room, and they would say something else. And I wouldn't say nothing, right? I just take it in my notes. And I would walk over to the guys in charge and say, look, just so you guys know, you're saying two different things.
Okay, I want to follow up on that. Because on the Loveland
now
line.
Now we're at CSI, right? Now we're in the weeds.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's what we like. That's why we love talking to you.
And this is the stuff that we need to understand if it's even possible with this bunch, you know?
The Loveland thing is one thing, and I get exactly where you're coming from. The DJ Moore thing is fascinating to me, the end zone play, because as the game's happening, I threw it into our group chat, and I said, why did Caleb throw that arm angle on that play? And you see DJ Moore stop. And I'm sitting there thinking that made sense for him to stop because he'd be running into a linebacker if he kept going with the route. So then Spiegs and I were looking at the play, and we found two windows for Caleb to stand up on the tiptoes like Drew Brees used to do if he needs to be able to see and deliver that ball overhand instead of sidearm. And I Ben talked about it this week too, and he's saying, look, DJ is well within his rights to stop that route. But I do think it's a matter of what am I seeing versus what are you seeing? And I'm going to default, and this is my bias from covering teams. I'm going to default to the veteran on that and go, DJ Moore is run quite a few choice routes in his life. He probably understands where the soft spot in a zone is. So I wonder, how does he get that messaging across to Caleb? And how does Caleb say, yeah, this is why I threw it this way?
That is the secret in the sauce, right? That's it. What you just said is it, man. That is the secret. And everyone's talking about what is the difference between a good offense and a great offense, or a good offense and a bad offense. It's what you just talked about, right? It's just the little things, being on the same page. I was watching a game the other night with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they said, you know, Travis Kelce basically runs his own routes half the time with Mahomes, right? They're just figuring it out on the run out there. Now, that's a very special combination who's been together for a long time. Who's right and who's wrong? I think what Ben Johnson's telling you is both of them are right there. They just have to get on the same page, right? That responsibility falls on them. So you whatever window you're in, make sure you guys are both thinking the same thing. And that's just spending time together, like we just talked about, in meetings, talking to each other. Remember how many voices are involved in what you just talked about, right? There's Ben Johnson talking to Caleb, talking to DJ Moore. There's Declan Doyle talking to them. There's TJ Barrett. There's Antoine Randall L, right? So if TJ Barrett said, look, I'm thinking you should throw in that second window, and no one really checked that on Friday, Antoine Randall L told DJ Moore, look, sit this one down right here. I just talked to you guys about. Sometimes they don't realize they're all saying different things in a room, right? And sometimes, okay, you can sit it down here. Well, why don't Caleb? I would expect him to keep going. This is what I'm talking about, where they're only in week 9. In the first year in this offense. And they do have to work together. And I know DJ and Caleb have been together, but they've on like their 55th offensive coordinator since last year, right? Where, you know, they had so many guys calling. Shane Waldron got fired, and Thomas Brown came in, and, you know, Eberflus. And it's been a whirlwind for them. So they do have to get on the same page. DJ Moore, Caleb, they got to figure that out. I honestly don't think, like you guys said, when I watched the film, I don't know who's right or who's wrong. And like you're saying, you know, you default to the veteran guy, but I don't know what Caleb's been told in his meetings of where to go with the ball.
Boy, Olin, this is fascinating, because the answer ends up being that the quarterback has to take charge as the leader. In a dream, in the way you're talking about with Drew Brees, being able to teach you guys the 2-minute, and this is why you wait for a quarterback to know the system well enough, be comfortable enough, and hopefully be interpersonally comfortable enough to lead. I don't feel like that's scouted enough. You know, maybe that's what's missing in the scouting of quarterbacks, lo these many decades. How are you supposed to tell that? How are you supposed to find out if the young quarterback can become that person?
You first need to know how to watch it on film, right? Does the guy process information? How is he interacting with his teammates? Do you see him doing that in college? And obviously, you got to get your feet on the ground at his college and figure out, you know, is he a gym rat? Is he a study guy? Does he love the game? Do you think he'll be a coach after he plays football? And look, Peyton Manning went on to be a coach. But you would say the guy could be a coach if he wanted to be a coach, right? So these things you look into and to find those guys. And Ryan Poles, obviously, loved Caleb, didn't interview anybody else and picked him, and thinks that he is that guy. And Caleb maybe can
growing to be that kind of football player. But not only, guys, the same miss you see in the end zone, right? The same miss you see in the end zone of DJ Moore is the same thing you see when someone's getting a false start. Right, it's the same problem. It's the same thing. Guys are not on the same page. The cadence has changed. It's speed up. It's slowed down. Or the guy just lost focus and he's jumping. We're saying all these things about this offense that we want to see improve here against the Cincinnati Bengals, who could capably put up 30 points if Joe Flacco plays, right? So we might have to go into a track meet here against the Bengals with their wide receiver core. And the things you're talking about is, okay, how do you know if a quarterback can do that? How do you know if he has the capability to do that, to be the guy who can lead? Because I promise you guys this much, leading in the NFL is way different than leading in college, right? Leading guys who have been stars on their teams, no matter where they've been, getting them to do the things you need them to do, getting them to move in the right direction, figuring out what makes them tick, getting them to respect you as a football player, as the things that you say to make them better at their game. Very hard to do in the NFL. I mean, what's the word they use? Everybody uses now, alphas. I got to go look that up when I'm done. But when they do that, right, when you can do that, when you can lead them, when you can make guys better, when you can make guys shine, when you can make them, when you get them to their next contract, help them put food on the table, then you become a leader in the NFL, and guys will follow you.
I'm not sure that you need to look up alpha, because you are one, yeah. Olin. So Olin, I don't think you need to look it up.
Olin's picture is in there.
Right. It's literally just a picture of Olin, yeah, when you look up alpha in the dictionary.
There it is. It explains a lot.
Screwed up. Picture. Olin.
Olin, my quarterback is here. He's actually in the studios today.
Oh, inside handoff. Let's get it going.
The inside reverse. That's right. But, like, you know, we have a relationship. He's here with his son. It's like, and we're talking about, you know, we had a quarterback center relationship for 4 years. Do you have relationships with a quarterback of your past that have lived on in your life?
The 20 quarterbacks I had here in Chicago, which is 20. I don't know if you guys know that number. It was 20.
That's a
quarterbacks
lot of damn quarterbacks.
Wow. but no, I don't talk to very many of them anymore. I don't know what a lot of them are actually doing. Obviously, I talk to Jim Miller sometimes, right? He does a lot of radio work, and he does the pregame with the Chicago Bears. But there were so many guys, Speaks, man. I wish I was like Jeff Saturday, who snapped to Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers, right? That's a very nice and easy career there to have as a center.
Yes.
That's why we want Caleb to be so good, man. We know the problems, right? We know it. And even going through it after I left, right, with the Mitch Trubisky and Mike Glennon and Nick Foles and all these guys, Justin Fields and all these guys who have come in, man. It's just that's why in Chicago we live and die on these quarterbacks and their development.
Hey, one other thing. What do you think of C.J. Gardner-Johnson being here and Kevin Byard referencing Dennis Rodman? Like, sometimes you need a guy with an edge. What do you think of this whole situation? Is the locker room ready to handle it?
As you guys know me, man, if the guy can play football and do his job, don't really care. If the locker room can handle it, we'll see. Right? When he speaks too much, someone got to tell him to tone it down. When he gets going and stuff, he's kind of like, seems like the kind of guy, and I don't know him, but he seems the kind of guy like you turn the hourglass over when he walks in, and before that sand runs out, you better get him moving on, right, before he affects your locker room too much. But that nickelback position is a problem for the Chicago Bears, and it's a huge position in Dennis Allen's defense. And you can see the immediate reaction after that loss to the Baltimore Ravens. And look, man, this position, he talked about Kyler Gordon when he first came in, right? Like, that guy was a guy he couldn't wait to call plays and use as a chess piece. As you can see in his defense, bringing that guy off the edge, threatening the quarterback with a blitz, then dropping the coverage. Those kind of things in coach's defense is really important. Going up against another veteran quarterback in Joe Flacco, they messed with Geno Smith. They got to Dak Prescott a little bit. That turned Dak Prescott into the check down king. We'll see what he does here against Flacco. But I just think, guys, what you're seeing there is that position is that critical in Coach Allen's mind.
Oh, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the education today.
Yes, sir, man. You guys have a good day.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, Danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.